T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sean Devaney is the NBA editor for Heavy.com. He's a friend of the show. He's been on before, and we turned to him this morning, early this morning, trying to get some insight into this trade and what could happen for the Hawks moving forward. And he joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Sean.
Sean.
Hi, guys. How are you? Good morning.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Good morning to you too. So with this move of Cam Reddish, do you feel like there's some bigger moves to come?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'd be shocked if this move was made without something in mind that could come later on. For one thing, you know, we're still about 4 weeks away from the trade deadline. This is not something that had to happen right now. So I think you're talking to people around the league. I think the question is, okay, why would this happen right now? Well, you get the roster flexibility for one thing. You get an extra roster spot. You could do something with that, or you can hold that open, you know, to see if there's a deal to be made in the coming weeks. You get that draft pick, which isn't a great pick because of the protections that are on it. As you mentioned, it's top 18. Then it goes down eventually to just lottery protection. But that figures to convey eventually all Charlotte has to do is basically make the playoffs in the next few years, and they're likely to do that. So you know, it's a first round pick. Again, like, I'd be surprised if the Hawks actually make that pick. I think that's probably something that they're going to use as a trade chip here going forward. So yeah, I absolutely think that this was done with an eye on possibly doing something else in the coming weeks here.
Sean, part of what we're hearing come out here, we know that the Hawks, obviously, you know, goes without saying that they're playing terribly, that there's something wrong with the team that is beyond just COVID absences and injuries. There's something that's just kind of like not right. And we've been talking about lack of leadership on the team. Well, you know, some of the reports are that Cam was not happy here, that he wanted out of Atlanta. And on top of that, there were reports that maybe he wasn't very well liked on this team.
Yeah, I think that's certainly part of it. You know, I think when you look at where they've been the last, you know, 20 games, obviously they've had, as many teams have had, you know, the roster's been ripped apart by COVID protocols and all that. But like I said, you know, a lot of teams have had that and haven't necessarily gone in the tank the way the Hawks have. But yeah, you know, I think there's obviously chemistry problems here. There's something that is beyond what's just happening on the court. And I think if you have a guy who pretty clearly doesn't want to be here, doesn't seem to be putting in the effort, who the coaches don't seem to have much faith in, and you know, you're looking at where you are in the season, then it makes sense to make the move now as well, just to see if you can't do, even though it's a small tweak, just to see if you can't do something that can improve the chemistry. It was obvious that Cam Reddish did not want to be in Atlanta. That was pretty clear, and over the last couple of weeks, it's also become obvious that the Hawks didn't particularly want him here either. So, you know, I think that from that standpoint, this move, that's another reason why you would do this 4 weeks ahead of the trade deadline instead of waiting to see if you get a better package.
Do you think the expectation was set too high for this team this year?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. You know, it happens a lot in the NBA where, you know, you with the Knicks are in sort of a similar situation where, you know, you catch lightning in a bottle a little bit one year and, you know, maybe some things fall for you the right way. And, of course, the Hawks, you know, it wasn't just that that they had a surprising end run to the to last season. It was also they got lucky in the playoffs, and they caught some teams that that were on a downswing. You know, certainly the Sixers, you know, couldn't get out of their own way in the playoffs, and the Hawks took advantage of that. Got to give them credit for that, no question. But you know, they wind up in the conference finals, probably ahead of schedule. Probably a spot they weren't ready for. And you know, you kind of get back to reality. Some of the little things that helped get them there when they go away, and it's a funny thing how, you know, getting big contracts, all of a sudden, you know, some of the little things that players did in one year, they stop doing once they get the big money. And I think we're seeing some of that as well, that you know, they doled out so much money last offseason that you know, I think players have sort of settled in and relaxed a little bit. And I don't think this team was good enough to be able to relax. I don't think this team has that much talent that they can afford to do all those little things. The problem with that, of course, is that it's hard to identify all the things that they need to fix, because there's really a lot of things across the board with a lot of these players.
Sean Devaney, NBA editor of Heavy.com. Well, Sean, you certainly saw the comments, heard the comments that Travis Link, general manager, made to you and I 10 days ago, certainly made national news when he came on the show, about, you know, questioning whether or not you should assign some of these guys. Do you think that we talk about big trades here, okay? We're hearing a lot of rumblings about Philadelphia wanting to finally get rid of Ben Simmons, but they want to tag Tobias Harris to that deal. Is that a deal killer to put Harris in that contract in the deal, or is that something that potentially could get done? And are the Hawks one of those teams that's looking at this trade?
Yeah, I think that is something. You know, I'm not sure there's a lot of interest in John Collins on the part of the Sixers. I think they'd want something else. So you know, there's you're looking at a three-team thing, and that's why I think that this pick becomes important, because you know, you're probably going to have to find a, you know, whether it's an Oklahoma City, or you know, you're probably have to find a bad team that's going to have to facilitate all this, and if you can throw in a pick, then that's where that becomes important. So yeah, you know, I do think that's certainly a possibility. I think Ben Simmons is the kind of guy who, when you look at this defense, you know, it's got to get better at the point of attack, and he is, of course, one of the best in the league at that. I think the thing that's been brought up and is very relevant is you can't really have Ben Simmons and Capella on the floor at the same time. You know, you'll have two non-shooters, you know, I think that given the way the Hawks season has gone, I think they'll kind of they'll take their lumps with that and try to figure it out. And if that means you know, maybe moving Capella to the bench or something, then they'll do that. But yeah, you know, I think there's no question that especially when you look at the Reddish deal, I think that this is something that does sort of set the Hawks up, especially with that pick and with that open roster spot, to possibly, you know, make some more arrangements where it might make sense to make a Ben Simmons trade.
How fast, Sean, what are you thinking here? I mean, is this Cam Reddish open up the floodgates around the league, or is this something that's just a one-off and we'll get more activity as we get towards February the 10th?
Yeah, I think we're going to get some more activity. You know, Ben Simmons is going to be the floodgate. You know, that's okay. The one that everybody's sort of waiting and looking at. And if that happens, then I'd expect to see a flood of movement after that.
Final point here, Sean. Because I want to circle back. Do you see Ben Simmons in Atlanta?
Yeah, I absolutely do. You know, when I look at everything that's out there for him, especially with Damian Lillard being hurt, and you know, just a lot of questions. It doesn't look like Bradley Beal is going anywhere. Those are the two players that the Sixers have targeted. So if you cross those two teams off the list and you start looking at, you know, where can the best packages be, you know, I think Atlanta's probably going to be able to put together something, again, with the third team involved, that'll get the Sixers excited enough to say, okay, we're going to make a move here. I don't think there's any way they go past the trade deadline with Ben Simmons, no matter what they're saying in Philadelphia. And certainly Atlanta makes the most sense out of all the teams that have sort of been in that sweepstakes for Ben Simmons.
All right, Sean. Sean Devaney, NBA editor, Heavy.com. Thanks, Sean.
Okay, thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.